three priests, each of them a member of a different religious order, were having supper together one night. One was a Franciscan. Franciscans, of course, being known for their love of nature and having a joyful spirit. One was a Dominican, being known for their intellectual lives, as long as a life of prayer and study. And one was a Benedictine, whose life is dedicated to prayer and to manual labor and work. As they were having supper, the light above the table went out. The Franciscan got overjoyed and said, "We should sing a hymn of praise to Sister Darkness." The Dominican said, "We should discuss the essence of light, and darkness is the absence of light, and the conflict between the two." And the Benedictine said, "I think we just ought to change the light bulb." We always have different approaches to different things, but one thing is certain, that all of us have been called by Christ to be the light of the world. Last week, we celebrated the Lord's presentation in the Temple of Jerusalem when the infant Christ was proclaimed to be, as Simeon said, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of God's people, Israel. Jesus indeed has been and continues to be the source of love, the source of truth, the source of wisdom, the source of grace that brings the world out of darkness and ignorance and sin into the light of holiness. He refashions human beings from being simply brute animals who are divorced of God into saints. And St. Paul reminds us we've been made new by Christ's death and resurrection. We are created by God to live in love and to live in truth and to be filled with grace and heavenly wisdom. You and I share the light of Christ. We share his light to become light ourselves, as the psalm states, "The just man, the just woman, the righteous man, the righteous woman is a light in darkness for the upright." Jesus says to us in the gospel, "You are the light of the world. A city that's set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. And just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to your heavenly Father." We do these good deeds not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify God. God, who is the how and the why that these good things are done. "I am the light of the world," Jesus says. "Whoever follows me will have the light of life. That person will also give life and shed light. We do so," St. Paul says, "not with beautiful sounding or pious words or wise persuasive sermons, but we shed light by demonstrating the Holy Spirit's grace. We show the power of God's love in who we are and in what we do." Psalm 112 says that the righteous person is gracious to others and lends to those in need. The righteous person conducts his or her affairs prudently and honestly. The righteous person is steadfast in faith, is trustworthy and generous. The just person would abide by the Lord's own words to Isaiah, "Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked whenever you see them, and do not turn your back on your own." But yet how many times do we turn our backs on one another, turn our backs on the hungry, turn our backs on the oppressed and the homeless? But God says, "No, do these things, then your light shall break forth like the dawn." If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, lies, malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, God says, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Take a moment and look at your hands. Look at your hands and ask, "What can I do with these hands? What can I do for someone with them? I can make something that someone needs, cook something, or perhaps even fix something." Look in your wallets or your purses or even in your bank account and ask, "Did God give all this just for me, or to use some of this to help someone else out who's less fortunate than I?" When you go back home, look around your house. Look in your closets, your cabinets, your pantry, and sincerely ask, "Do I need all this, or can I share some of what I have that's excess with someone who has less?" Consider your own minds, your gifts, your talents, abilities, and put your minds, your gifts, your talents, and abilities to good use by strengthening your families, enlivening our church, to better our community. And do it out of love. Always out of love. Do it for Christ. Be kind to others. Show them courtesy and respect. Speak kindly to or about others, always refraining from harsh words or gossip. And be resolved, as St. Paul says, to know and to desire nothing but Christ and Him crucified, allowing Him to shine brightly through you. His justice endures forever, and He shall exalt you in His glory.